你看撒母耳记上十七章。
First Samuel chapter 17.
三十一节。
Verse 31.Verse 31. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. 32. Then David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine. 36. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.40. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. 45. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin.But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. 49. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it.And struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face on the earth.
感谢神的带领。
We thank for God's guidance.
好，今天下午我们想继续根据这一段圣经来谈谈歌利亚的现代意义。
So, this afternoon we'd like to use this passage to continue to talk about the modern significance of Goliath.
求神的灵继续带领我们。
May the Spirit of God continue to guide us.
很感谢主。有关这个问题，我们已经谈过两段了。
Thank God. Regarding this topic, we have used two sessions to talk about this.
第一段我们首先用两节聚会把它分成两个部分来讲。
And for the first part, we split into two sermons.
上半部的主题是患难的挑战。
And the first half is the challenge of tribulation.
下半部的主题是当忍耐到底。
And the second part is to persevere to the end.
这是从信仰生活的角度来看的。
And this is looking at it from the perspective of our faith.
第二段我们改从属灵征战的面向来说。
And the second part we looked at it from the perspective of a spiritual battle.
我们发现今天在灵修过程中常常会出现的歌利亚是什么呢？
And we talked about what is a Goliath that often happens in our spiritual cultivation.
早上我们谈过就是魔鬼与情欲。
And this morning, we mentioned the devil and our lusts.
今天魔鬼就好像吼叫的狮子。
Today, Satan is like a roaring lion.
他常常利用我们心地里头的情欲来向我们挑战。
He used the lust of the flesh that's in our heart to challenge us.
想尽办法吞吃我们。
He will use all sorts of ways to try to devour us.
控制我们的内心。
To control our heart.
杀害我们的灵命。
To kill our spiritual life.
让我们没有办法得到神的应许。
So that we cannot receive the promise from God.
将来不能够得救天天国。
So that we cannot be saved and go to heaven.
这个时候该怎么办呢？
So when this happens, what should we do?
单单靠扫罗的战衣和刀枪根本没用。
To rely on Saul's armor and sword, that is not useful.
也就是说单用人的方法是枉然的。
Which means that to use man's ways, it is not useful.
我们必须学习大卫。
We have to learn from David.
要依靠神。
To rely on God.
用神的方法。
To use God's way.
穿上神全副的军装。
To put on the armor of God.
拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
To bring the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God.
然后凭着信心，很熟练地靠着圣灵的能力，将神的道阐明出来。
And with faith and through the Holy Spirit to manifest the power of God.
就好像大卫用机旋将光滑的石子甩出去那样。
Just like how David used a smooth stone to sling it.
把哥利亚的额头打穿。
And to press the stone into the head of Goliath.
如同两刃的利剑，把人脑中的思想和主意刺入破开。
Just like a two-edged sword, to split the mind of a person.
攻破坚固的营垒。
To fight through the stronghold.
打破一切自高之势。
To defeat those who are proud.
将看不见的哥利亚杀死。
To kill the Goliath that we cannot see.
如此才能够真的战胜魔鬼，致死情欲。
Then we can defeat Satan and overcome our lustful desires.
然后把自己和听我们的人所有的心意夺回来。
Then we can redeem our heart and the others who listen to us.
使大家都顺服基督。
So that everyone can submit to the Lord.
这样才有可能。如同当年的大卫，救自己又救别人。
Then we can be like David to save ourselves and save others.
那紧接着今天下午我们继续来谈谈第三段。
So this afternoon we'll talk about the third part.
我们要进一步从教会发展的走向来学习。
And we learn from the direction of the growth of the church.
到底哥利亚对我们今天教会的兴衰扮演着什么样的角色呢？
What role does Goliath play in the rise and fall of our church?
而这个角色对我们教会的走向又具有什么样的现代意义呢？
And what role does that have in our church today?
有关这个问题，为了让大家更深入的了解了。
So regarding this issue, in order for us to have a deeper understanding,
小弟想把它分成两个部分，分两次聚会来探讨。
I would like to split this topic into two different sessions.
好，今天下午我们先谈上半部分。
So this afternoon we'll only talk about the first part.
首先，请看《创世纪》第十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 10.
请看《创世纪》的第十章。
Genesis chapter 10.
第六节。
Verse 6.
创世纪十章六节。
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
十三节。
13. Mizraim begot Ludim, Enamim, Luhabim, Nephahim.
十四节。
14. Pardusim and Casluhim. From whom came the Philistines and Captorin.
创世纪第十章记载挪亚三个儿子的家谱。
So Genesis chapter 10 records the genealogy of the three sons of Noah.
当神用洪水毁灭上古世界之后啊。
So after God created, after God destroyed the world.
这个世界只剩下挪亚一家三口。
At that time, only three families of Noah were left.
所以后来的人类可以说都是挪亚一家的子孙了。
So we can say, everyone that's in the world now are the descendants of Noah.
那当然，腓力士人也不例外啊。
And of course, that includes the Philistines.
所以在这里，我们可以找到腓力士人的祖先是谁。
So from here, we can see who are the ancestors of the Philistines.
腓力士人的祖先就是韩。
The ancestor of the Philistines is Ham.
韩是挪亚的第二个儿子。
And Ham was the second son of Noah.
然而他是受咒诅的。
But he was the one that was cursed.
我们请看创世纪第九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 9.
22节到27节。
Verses 22 to 27.
请看创世纪第九章的二十二到二十七。
Genesis chapter 9 verses 22 to 27. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. 23. But Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness.24. So Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. 25. Then he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, he shall be to his brethren. 26.
我们看到当时因为韩没有帮父亲遮羞啊。
We can see at that time, Ham did not cover the nakedness of his father.
他还随意宣扬父亲的羞耻。
He actually went and proclaimed it.
结果被咒诅啊。
And then, as a result, he was cursed.
那什么咒诅呢？
What was the curse?
第一，他将要给他弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。
First, he will be a servant of servants to his brother.
这是属肉体的咒诅啊。
This is a physical curse.
第二，
Second,
他将不能直接从神那里得到福气哦。
He cannot directly receive blessing from God.
除非透过神，还有或者是亚弗。
Unless it is through Shem or Japheth.
那这是信仰的咒诅啊。
And this is a curse regarding his faith.
那这两个咒诅就这样落在韩和他的子孙身上。
So this curse was given to him and all of his descendants.
那非利士人是其中之一啊。
So the Philistines were one of the descendants.
后来的亚述巴比伦人也包括在内。
The Assyrians and also the Babylonians afterwards are also included.
因此，今天如果我们从这个角度来看非利士人呢
？So if we look at the Philistines from this perspective,
当时的非利士人在神的眼中是受咒诅的民族的代表。
The Philistines, in the eyes of God, were the cursed of God.
跟后来的亚述和巴比伦人是一样的。
They are the same as the Assyrians and the Babylonians in the future.
他们不但不认识神。
Not only did they not know God.
而且还常常抵挡神。
They actually oppose God.
甚至常常亵渎神。
And blaspheme against God.
可是我们看到以色列百姓就不一样哦。
But we see that the Israelites, they are different.
哦，现在请看创世纪第十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 10.
21节
Verse 21.
创世纪第十章，请看21节
Genesis chapter 10, verse 21. Verse 21. And children were born also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder.
再请看11章的第十节到14节
So look at.
11章的10到14节
Chapter 11, verses 10 to 14. This is a genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. 11. After he begot Arphaxad, Shem lived 500 years and begot sons and daughters. 12. Arphaxad lived 35 years and begot Salad.
再请看26节
And then
26, 11章26节
Verse 26. Now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran.
在创世纪第十章的二十一节特别强调希伯是闪的子孙。
So in Genesis chapter 10, verse 21, it talks about Eber. He is a descendant of Shem.
这里的希伯跟圣经中的希伯来相同。
And this Eber is the same word as Hebrew.
所以在第十一章又特别记载希伯的后代。
And then in chapter 11, it talks about the descendants of Heber.
目的就是要引出亚伯兰这个人。
Which is to, and this is to show this person Abram.
而亚伯兰就是以色列百姓的祖先。
And Abram is the ancestor of the Israelites.
被称为信心之父。
And he's called the father of faith.
这是神从万民当中所选召出来的。
And this is someone that God had chosen from all of the people on earth.
为了要应验挪亚与闪的祝福，耶和华闪的神。
And this is to fulfill whatNoah had blessed Shem with that it will be the God of Shem.
所以当时以色列百姓在神的眼中确实是蒙福气的民族啊。
So the Israelites at that time they were the a people that were blessed by God.
他们不但认识神，还常常敬拜神、侍奉神。
Not only did they know God, they also worship God.
这个就是为什么非利士人会成为早期以色列百姓死对头最主要的理由。
And this is the main reason why the Philistines were always enemies of the Israelites.
因为一个是受咒诅的，一个是蒙祝福的。
Because one is cursed and one is blessed.
一个是不认识神的，一个是认识神的。
One does not know God, one knows God.
啊，受咒诅的跟蒙祝福的根本凑不起来啊。
And those who are blessed and those who are cursed, they cannot be together.
啊，不认识神的跟认识神的更没有办法合在一起啊。
And those who do not know God can also not and cannot be with the people who know God.
所以对立就这样产生了。
And that's why there is a conflict.
难怪当时腓力斯人动不动就要跟以色列人打仗。
That's why during those times the Philistines always picked fights with the Israelites.
他们总是想办法要把以色列百姓消灭掉。
They try all kinds of ways to destroy the Israelites.
而以色列百姓也想尽办法要抵挡腓力斯人。
And the Israelites always have to think of ways to defend against the Philistines.
两者之间没有选择的余地，也没有妥协的空间哦。
And between those two, there is no room for compromise.
可见当时扫罗所面对的这一场战争，绝对不是一件小事情啊。
So this battle that Saul was facing was not a small matter.
也就是说，这场战争绝对不是只关乎扫罗个人生死的战斗啊。
So this battle is not a matter of Saul's own life and death.
而是一场关乎以色列百姓民族兴衰存亡的大战争。
But it's a battle that will determine whether the people of Israel will rise or fall.
啊，那这一点扫罗自己应该很清楚才对啊。
And Saul should be very clear about this issue.
然而问题是，当扫罗面对这场战争的时候，却变成缩头的乌龟啊。
But the problem is that when Saul faces battle, he was like a turtle with his head in the shell.
他一点办法都没有。
He had no solution.
虽然他也有军队啊。
Even though he had an army.
虽然他的军队也上了战场啊。
Even though his army is on the battlefield.
也在战场上摆列队伍啊
，and they line up on the battlefield.
看起来也很有组织啊
，looks like there's organization.
而且也很会呐喊叫战啊
，and they also know how to make noise.
问题是这支军队能看不能用
？The problem is that we can look at this army, but it's useless.
当他们面对腓力斯人，却一点战斗力都没有。
Facing the Philistines, they had no way to fight against them.
为什么会这样呢
？Why did it become that way？
因为有哥利亚在啊。
Because Goliath was there.
哥利亚虽然是受咒诅的民族，没错了。
Even though Goliath is a people that is cursed by God.
他虽然不认识神。
Even though he does not know God.
可是他在肉体上是非常高大强壮的。
But physically, he is very big and strong.
他的战绩也相当厉害啊
！And he had tactics to go to battle.
尤其是他的武器更是精良。
And his weapon was better.
我们参考撒母耳记上十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel, verse 13.
请参考撒母耳记上十三章。
First Samuel chapter 13.
十九节。
Verse 19.
撒母耳记上十三章，请看十九节。
First Samuel chapter 13, verse 19. Verse 19. Now there was no blacksmith to be found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, "Lest the Hebrews make swords or spears."
再看二十节。
Verse 20. But all the Israelites would go down to the Philistines to sharpen each man's plowshare, his mattock, his axe, and his sickle.
再请看二十二节。
22.So it came about on the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan, but they were found with Saul and Jonathan his son.
从这段经文可以看出，当时的腓力斯人的确比以色列百姓文明进步哦。
So we can see that the Philistines they were more advanced than the Israelites.
他们不仅人很高大，而且武器呀很精良。
They're physically bigger and stronger, and their weapons were better.
他们懂得用铁来制造刀枪。
They know how to use iron to make weapons.
而以色列百姓却连一个铁匠都没有。
But for the Israelites, they had no blacksmith.
甚至连磨铁的技术都不会。
They don't even have a way to sharpen their metal.
难怪当时以色列军队当中只有扫罗跟约拿丹手里有刀有枪啊。
That's why at that time only Saul and Jonathan had had swords in their hands.
其他都是铜做的武器啊。
All the rest had weapons made out of bronze.
那么在这种武力悬殊那么大的情况底下，非利士人怎么会不嚣张呢？
And in this huge difference between the weapons, that's why the Philistines were so proud.
他们怎么会不骄傲呢？
And they had they were very proud of themselves.
我们请参考撒加利亚书九章六节。
Let's turn to Zechariah chapter 9 verse 6.
请参考撒加利亚书九章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 6. A mixed race shall settle in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines.
这是圣经对当时非利士人的评语啊。
And these are words from the Bible to describe the Philistines.
说明当时的非利士人真的很骄傲。
And it shows that the Philistines at that time they were very proud.
所以后来神也把非利士人的城全部毁灭掉。
And that's why later God will destroy all of the cities of the Philistines.
那么如何看出非利士人的骄傲呢？
And how can we see the pride of the Philistines?
我们从哥利亚身上就可以一目了然。
And we can see that on Goliath himself.
请看回来撒母耳记上十七章第八节。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 8.
请看回来撒母耳记上十七章的第八节到十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 8 to 11. Verse 8. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servant of Saul?Choose a man for yourself, and let him come down to me. 9. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servant and serve us. 10. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. 11. Then Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine. They were dismayed and greatly afraid.
再看十六节。
Also verse 16, and the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening.
再看42到44节。
Let's also read verses 42 to 44. 42.
42到44.
42 to 44, 42. And when the Philistines looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking.43. So the Philistine said to David, Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. 44. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
我们从哥利亚向以色列军兵骂阵的话就可以看出来。
So we can see from the mockery that Goliath had towards the Israelites.
他内心那种高傲比他的身材还要巨大。
The pride in his heart is even bigger than his stature.
他简直是心中无神目中无人啊。
So in his heart there is no God, in his eyes there is no man.
他天不怕地不怕什么都不怕。
He is not afraid of anyone or anything.
为什么？
Why?
因为他外在的条件实在太好。
Because his outside criteria was just too good.
这些外在的条件使他自信满满哦。
And because of that, he was very assured of himself.
使他看不起扫罗。
So he looked down on Saul.
也看不起以色列全军。
And he looked down on the army of Israel.
更瞧不起大卫。
And he looked down on David.
同时也看不见神。
And he also cannot see God.
他的骄傲使他忘记了，不管自己有多高大，仍然是一个用尘土所造的人。
Because of his pride, he has forgotten, even though he is so big and tall, he is still made out of dust.
使他忘记，不管自己有多厉害，但是人外有人，天外有天。
And he forgot, even though he is very skilled, there are still other people who would be better than him.
使他忘记了，不管自己有多伟大，自己的生命还是操在神的手中。
And he forgot, no matter how good he is, his life is still in the hand of God.
更使他忘记了，今天他所有的一切其实都是从神来的，是神所赐的。
And he has forgotten that everything that he has now is from God.
因此，他说起话来相当夸口。
That's why when he opened his mouth, it's full of pride.
而且咄咄逼人啊。
And he also pushed people to the corner.
让扫罗和他的军兵非常的惊慌害怕。
And that's why Saul and his army were all afraid.
圣经说害怕到手脚发软啊，不知道该怎么办才好啊。
The Bible describes that they were so afraid, that they were all weak and did not know what to do.
没有错，如果从人的眼光来看，哥利亚的确是一个相当厉害的勇士啊。
It is true, from the eyes of man, Goliath was a great warrior.
难怪扫罗会那么害怕。
That's why Saul was so afraid.
可是重点在怕有用吗
？But is being afraid useful?
怕能解决问题吗
？Is being afraid able to resolve the problem?
怕可以拯救以色列国吗
？Can fear save the Israelites?
不可能的。
It cannot.
怕只有让他们躲在那里。
Fear only made them hide.
只有让他们等着被消灭而已啊
！And they were waiting to be destroyed.
那怎么办呢
？So what can they do?
人真的没有办法哦。
For men, it is there's nothing that they can do.
感谢神啊
！But thank God.
还好大卫就在这最紧要的关头出现了、
啊。Good thing, David, appeared at this critical point.
哦，这个大卫一出现，完全不一样哦。
Once David appeared, it's totally different.
我们看到大卫并没有屈服在哥利亚的威胁底下、哦。
We see that David did not cower because of、Goliath.
没有被哥利亚那个巨大的身材吓倒了。
He was not afraid because of Goliath's size.
也没有被哥利亚那高超的战绩吓跑了。
And he was not afraid of Goliath even though he was more skilled.
更没有被哥利亚那精良的武器吓呆了。
And he was not afraid of the weapons that Goliath had.
哥利亚那种高傲的心态并没有压倒大卫。
So Goliath's pride did not push David down.
反而让大卫对神更有信心了。
But actually made David have more faith in God.
为什么
？Why?
因为大卫知道哥利亚的骄傲正是让他自己走向灭亡的道路。
Because David knows that the pride of Goliath is going to be the thing that makes him fall.
请看箴言第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
请看箴言第六章十六节到十九节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verses 16 to 19.
箴言第六章十六节到十九节。
Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. Verse 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are abominations to him. 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. 18. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil. 19. A false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren.
这里提到神最憎恶的是什么？
Here it talks about the things that the Lord hates.
总共有七样。
There are seven.
其中第一样就是高傲的眼睛。
And the first one was a proud look.
这是神最讨厌的。
This is something that God hates.
那反过来讲，那神最喜欢什么呢？
But conversely, what are the things that God like?
我们请看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
请看以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15。
以赛亚书五十七章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15。Verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这一节圣经是神亲口所说的话。
So, this verse is the words from God.
虽然神是至圣的
，Even though God is holy,
他住在至高至圣的所在。
He lives in the high and holy place.
是渺小又微不足道的人根本见不到的。
It's a place that people who are so small cannot see.
但是神却说，他要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居住。
But God says, I will dwell with the people who has a contrite and humble spirit.
而且还要使谦卑痛悔人的心灵苏醒过来。
And also to revive the spirit of the humble.
为什么？
Why?
因为神最喜欢谦卑啊。
Because God likes those who are humble.
这就是为什么说败坏之先人心骄傲，尊荣之前必有谦卑的道理。
And that's why it says that pride comes before a fall.
那大卫明白这个道理。
But David knew this truth.
所以当哥利亚夸口自己的勇力跟武器的时候
，So when Goliath was boasting about his skills and his weapon,
我们看到大卫根本不理他。
We see that David didn't care.
大卫不需要跟他争辩。
David did not have to debate with him.
也不必跟他正面冲突。
And doesn't have to confront him directly.
不必真的跟他较量一下，看谁的力气大。
He did not have to try to see who is stronger.
或者跟他比比看谁的武器精良
，or to test whose weapon is better。
大卫更不用大声喊叫，看谁的声势比较强。
And David does not have to yell and scream how good he is。
因为这些都不重要啊。
Because none of that matters。
重要的是到底自己是不是真的有神同在。
What is important is whether God is with them or not。
请看诗篇118篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
第六节
Verse 6.
请看诗篇118篇第六节
Psalm 118, verse 6. Verse 6. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
这才是征战胜败最重要的关键
This is the most critical point that decides.Whether they win or lose.
这才是信神的人应该是最害怕的一件事。
And this is something that those who believe in God they should be afraid of.
如果我们真的有神同在
，If we really do have God,
那么就算是好几个哥利亚也不怕。
Then we would not be afraid even if there are multiple Goliaths.
因为他们只不过都是属血气的人而已啊。
Because they're all just people.
可是万一没有神同在
，But if we do not have the abundance of God.
那么就算是没有哥利亚，我们也完蛋了。
Even if there's no Goliath, we are doomed.
因为离开神，我们什么都不能做啊。
Because without God, we cannot do anything.
真的是这样哦。
And that is true.
因此，今天最重要的不是看哥利亚有什么外在的条件，要怎么样来对付他。
So what is important today is not what Goliath has and how we can fight against those things.
最重要的乃是要省察自己有没有内在的条件让神来跟我们同在。
What is important is for us to examine ourselves to see if internally we have the criteria for God to be with us.
那什么内在条件呢
？So what are those criteria that we need to have in our heart？
就是谦卑啊。
It's humility.
尤其在神的面前更要自卑下来啊。
And of course, in front of God, we have to be humble.
这种人神最喜欢。
And those are the kind of people that people like, that God likes.
所以当大卫勇敢地去迎战哥利亚的时候
，So when David bravely went in front of Goliath,
大卫站在哥利亚的面前，他对哥利亚所说的话完全相反。
Standing in front of Goliath, the words that David spoke were the opposite of what Goliath has said.
大卫一点也不敢夸口他自己。
David did not boast of himself.
更不夸口自己有什么样的外在条件。
He did not talk about all the qualities that he had.
他只用一颗谦卑的心，信靠神。
He just used a humble heart and relied on God.
请看回来撒母耳记上的十七章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
请看回来撒母耳记上十七章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
四十五节到四十七节
，verses 45 to 47. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. 46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword, spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
我们从大卫当时回答哥利亚的话就可以看出大卫那一颗谦卑信靠神的决心了。
So from the words that David spoke, we can see his heart of humility and his reliance on God.
他在哥利亚面前一点也不敢夸自己。
In front of David, he did not boast of himself.
他只高举所信靠的真神。
He only uplifted the God whom he worships.
他高举万军之神的名。
He lifted up the name of the Lord of hosts.
第二，他高举万军之神的能力跟救恩。
And he uplifted the power of the God of the armies of Israel.
第三，他高举万军之神的荣耀。
And third, he elevated the glory of the God of the armies.
他的做法跟哥利亚完全相反。
The way he did things was completely different from Goliath.
他用谦卑来对付哥利亚的骄傲。
He used humility to go against the pride of Goliath.
他用信心来抵抗哥利亚的眼见。
He used faith to overcome what Goliath saw.
他用神的能力来迎战哥利亚的刀枪。
He used the power of God.To defend against Goliath's weapons.
他更用神的尊荣来取代哥利亚的虚荣。
And he used the honor of God go against Goliath's self-pride.
结果证明大卫所做的是对的。
And we can see what David did was right.
神真的跟大卫同在。
God was with David.
于是大卫才能够只用一颗小石子就把那傲慢的巨人哥利亚打倒了。
That's why David was able to use just one stone to defeat this big Goliath.
那这才是最最重要的关键点。
And that is the most important point.
这个关键点拯救了整个以色列国。
And that because of that critical point, he saved all of Israel.
我们请看撒母耳记上十七章的五十一节到五十三节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 51 to 53.
撒母耳记上十七章五十一到五十三节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 51 to 51. Therefore, David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath, and killed him, and cut off his head with it.And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. 52. Now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gate of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to Shaarim, even as far as Gath and Ekron. 53. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines and they plundered their tents.
我们看到哥利亚一死，这场战争的胜败就定了。
We see that after Goliath died, it decided the result of this battle.
非利士人败亡了。
The Philistines have lost.
以色列国复兴了。
The Israel has won.
后来大卫就因为这一场战争成了以色列第二位君王。
And because of this battle, David later becomes the second king of Israel.
他将整个以色列国带向历史上最强盛的时期。
And he brought the nation to the nation's strongest point in their history.
使以色列国的版图扩充到最大。
He expanded the land of the Israelites.
跟所罗门王一样。
He was the same as Solomon.
从南边的埃及小河直到北边的哈马口。
From the rivers in Egypt to the Hamath in the north.
这就是当年神所应许要赐给亚伯拉罕的所有土地啊。
And this is the land that was promised to Abraham that God had promised to Abraham.
大卫全部得到了。
David took all of it.
他成了复兴以色列国的大功臣呢。
He revived the Israelites.
那么为何大卫能够做到呢？
Why was David able to do this?
为什么他能够将以色列国从败亡的边缘带向兴盛呢？
Why was David able to bring from the edge of defeat onto their revival?
哥利亚的死是一个非常重要的指标。
The death of Goliath was a very important point.
只因为大卫能够在最紧要的关头用谦卑来战胜哥利亚的高傲。
Because at that point, David was able to use humility to defeat the pride of Goliath.
今天我们也一样。
Today is the same for us.
今天我们就是属灵的以色列民。
Today we are the spiritual Israelites.
我们的教会就是属灵的以色列国。
Our church is the spiritual Israel.
所以今天我们的教会也一样会受到看不见的非利士人哥利亚的挑战啊。
So today our church, we will also see the invisible Goliath that come and challenge us.
而这个看不见的非利士人哥利亚的生或死，对我们教会的兴或衰，也一样是一个非常重要的指标。
And the life or death of this invisible Goliath is also the very important point whether our church will rise or fall.
因此今天如果从这个角度来看，
So if we look at it from this angle today,
小弟个人觉得这个故事讲到最后最最重要的是什么？
What is the most important point of the story?
就是这个看不见的非利士人哥利亚，就现在整个教会的走向来说，到底是在指什么？
What is this invisible Goliath of this Philistine, what is it to us in our church today?
以小弟个人重组灵兽的一点点心得
from what I've received from God,
个人的结论就是世界的思潮，那个思想跟潮流。
I believe it is the trends and the current of the world.
主若愿意，我们下次有机会再继续一起来查考。
If God is willing, then we can continue to study this.
好，请唱诗370首。
I sing him 370.